beep 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 beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things.
Flowers, every color of the rainbow, send their unique fragrances into the air here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the front yard of the clubhouse.
Are you sure this is going to work?
Yeah, Mom said this is how she made bubbles when she was a kid.
Okay, so how do we do this?
Well, we take 1 quart of water. I've got that right here.
And then we add 2 tablespoons of glycerin and 2 tablespoons of dish soap, which I already got from Mom.
Cool.
Here you go. Now we just stir it up, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, but be careful, Jack. It's all fun and games until someone gets soap in his eye.
Soap in your eyes.
song from the dinner dogs.
Here you go, guys. Three containers, all the same size, so we can evenly divide the bubble solution between us.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
divide.
Spelling, please.
D-I-V-I-D-E.
Definition, please.
Verb, to separate into parts, to break up, split, distribute, deal, or share. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are partition,
so this line separates,
parcel out, allocate,
you get this much,
or dispense.
Here, take this.
Sentence, please.
Jones, I'm going to divide this cookie in half so that I can share it with you.
That would be splendid, sir.
Heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Wow, look at the size of this bubble I just blew.
Wow.
And look, there's another bubble inside it.
Oh, that's cool. Neat, Steve.
Yeah.
That bubble's perfect for popping. Bye-bye, bubble.
Sam, why'd you do that?
I don't know.
Hey, let's make a rule for blowing bubbles that says you can only pop your own bubbles. What do you think?
Okay,
I like
yeah,
that
sure.
rule. I like that. Ooh. Look at the bubble I just blew.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
It's twice as big as the one you blew, Steve.
Yeah.
And it's headed your way, Sam.
Sam,
what?
This is your conscience.
Oh.
Don't you pop that nice bubble.
Oh, sorry, conscience. I love popping bubbles. Bye-bye, bubble.
Oh, Sam.
Sam.
Oh,
it's
no.
the voice. Yeah. I didn't do it.
Sam, you and your brothers just agreed that you can only pop your own bubbles. And you pop Jack's.
I
think you need to spend some time in the penalty box. You weren't being very nice, Sam. Now were you?
No.
No catch, no strings, none of the usual things. I'm happy just to live. Thank you. you played along and pleased just me. Nice to me. And would it bring you down if I hang around? Just be nice to me. It's been a
was a song from Todd Rundgren.
Hey guys, looks like you're having fun.
Hey Susan, we made our own bubble mix.
Here, you can use some of Sam's.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't think he'll need it.
He won't?
Nope, he's in the penalty box for popping other people's bubbles.
Let's blow some bubbles.
Okay. I've got some paper clips in my pocket. We could use them to make different shaped wands to blow bubbles with.
Cool. I'm going to make a figure eight out of mine.
Skate, you would be great. If you could make a figure eight, that's a circle that turns round upon itself. Place it on its side and it's a symbol meaning infinity.
A song from Schoolhouse Rock.
I've noticed that no matter what shape wand I make for blowing these bubbles, they always come out round.
Tiny bubbles.
Bubbles, whether they're floating in the air or the bathtub, are always round. But why? The answer can be found in everyday science. To make bubbles, you combine soap and water. But to understand them, let's take a dip. Notice how water molecules are polarized. So one end is negatively charged and the other is positively charged. Like a magnet, their opposites attract. Until soap comes along. See? Soap reduces the attraction water molecules have for each other and allows water to mix better with air. So rather than pulling together into a droplet, the molecules create a thin film. The same thin film we see on bubble wands. When someone blows a thin stream of air through that film, we have a bubble. Or for us, the inside of one. Walk around. Feel how the air pressure inside our bubble is equally distributed along each wall? It's that pressure that makes and keeps a bubble round. Of course, how long our bubble will last all depends on the weather. Luckily, it's humid out today. See, since there's more water in the air, the water in our bubble will take a lot longer to evaporate. And once that water evaporates, our bubble will... And that should round out your education on bubbles. Thanks for listening, and for being a part of Everyday Science.
Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's national education program, making science make sense.
We are the representatives of the alien planet Zorax, touching down on Zucchini Land in search of what Earthlings call bubbles. Wiffle Waffle, yes sir, Nanny Great Heater. Prepare a hatch door for opening on the Zucchini Land surface.
Preparing the hatch door for opening, Great Heater.
Soinandan, your greatness.
Yes.
We have landed in a field of bubbles.
Be careful, Bizbub. These bubbles outnumber us, and they may be hostile.
Soinandan, great leader.
Yes.
These bubbles have a pleasing smell.
Yes, Wiffle Waffle. These bubbles are pleasing to the nose, and they look very nice, too.
Soinandan, your greatness.
Yes, Bizbub.
These bubbles come in many friendly colors. Yellow, blue, purple.
Yes, we should pick some of these beautiful bubbles and bring them back to our Zoraxian wives.
I do not think that would be a good idea, Sir Nenegrid Heater. My infrared field goggles indicate these bubbles are alive.
Alive? Ooh, yes. We must return to our spaceship immediately.
Yes, Sir Nenegrid Heater. Returning to our spaceship.
Wiffle Waffle, prepare the ship for return to Zorax. If these bubbles are sleeping, they will be angry if awakened.
Returning to Zorax, Sir Nenegrid Heater.
Returning to Zorax.
Warp speed.
Zorax.
Get on.
Hey, do you hear snoring?
Yeah. Did Sam fall asleep in the penalty box?
No. He did! He's sleeping! Sam's fallen asleep in the penalty box!
The quote of the day is...
Life is something to do when you can't get to sleep. Fran Lebowitz.
I think we better wake Sam up or else he'll be up all night.
And I've got to go home for dinner.
A voice? Can we wake Sam up?
Go right ahead. Boy, that young man sure does like to sleep. Maybe that's just what he needed. A little nap.
Well, okay. Everybody knows what to do. Here we go.
One, two, three. Wake up, Sam!
Come on, Sammy, wake up.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Come on there, Sam.
Wake up, Sam. Wake up, Sam.
Waking up's hard to do.
Wake up, Sam. Wake up, Sam.
I'd rather sleep till 2. I gotta get up, wash, and blow my nose. And then I gotta put on some clothes. The whole day's full of dread. I don't wanna get out of bed.
Why not, Sam?
I got a lot of things to do. I gotta wash the dog, rake the yard, do my homework, the dishes, hide into
those. Sam!
I wanna stay asleep.
Listen, Sam, you know what our dad says about these things.
What?
That's life, baby! Oh.
Wake up, Sam.
I know it's not that bad.
Wake up, Sam. Wake up, Sam.
I gotta listen to Mom and Dad. But sometimes I just get lazy.
Yes.
Twiddling my thumbs, but I can show you what I got. I'm gonna play it on the drum.
All right.
Wake up, Sam, wake up, Sam, better get up, why can't
Sam, it's not that tough.
All right, then I'll get up.
Wake up, Sammy!
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Did you have a nice sleep, Sam?
Yes, I did. Ooh.
Oh, hey, wow. Look at this bubble.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that bubble. Oh, I want
to. Don't do it, Sam.
Oh, okay, Conscience.
Hey, check out this bubble,
wow.
Sam.
Oh, wow.
Don't pop it.
Oh, no, I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to pop it.
Hello there, Zucchini Brothers.
Hello, Officer Riley.
How you doing, fellas?
Is everything all right, sir? I mean, we haven't done anything wrong, have we?
Well, I happened to notice a potential problem as I was passing by your clubhouse.
Oh.
Are you aware of the fact that you left the water running?
Oops. I think we forgot to turn the hose off when we were making our bubble solution. Thanks, Officer O'Reilly.
Yeah, thanks.
You betcha. And how about a song from Huey Lewis in the News?
You love the water running when
Well, that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like WSDP in Canton, Michigan.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,325. And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make your own bubble brew.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Let the water run.
Let the water run.
Well, I don't know. Kind of remember. Ollie, come here. I'll throw you something. Come here. That's a lot of water. Ollie, come here.